Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, and we're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience.
Stevens gets the snap. He's back to throw. He looks. He moves to his left. Stevens looking. Now he throws deep down the field. Intercepted at the 40. Back to the 45-50. Far sideline, 45-40. 35-30. 25 to the 20. 15, 10, 5 going all the way. Touchdown, Michigan. Brandon Watson picked it off and takes it in. A pick six for the Wolverines. And with 9 seconds to go in the third quarter, Michigan is in full command. They lead 27 to nothing.
Michigan Wolverines football known for its incredible defense in 2018. Ryan Radke with the call of that defensive touchdown against Penn State on the Westwood One radio network. It was an 8-1 mark in conference play for the Wolverines, 10-3 overall. Of course, losing again to Ohio State and then falling in its bowl. But it did not tarnish what the defense was able to accomplish. And one main reason why, the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, the junior captain on that side of the ball, Devin Bush, who is now about to experience the combine and the pro day process and then on into the NFL draft. I had a chance to catch up with Devin from Michigan on Monday evening, and it was great to spend a few minutes with him. I started out by asking him, now post-football, what's his routine like as he prepares for these next steps?
Yeah, so, I mean, my routine is just, you know, getting ready for the combine. So I wake up probably 7 o'clock in the morning, head over to the facility, get some breakfast in me, you know, do some physical therapy, have a lift, go outside, do a run, come back, eat lunch, do some more PT, go back out, do another run, come back in, do another lift, after, do some more PT. And after that, it's probably around, you know, 3:30. And my day is pretty much done. I come back, get off my feet, and, you know, watch some movies, play the game, talk to some people on the phone, talk to family.
It certainly is different than being a student athlete and having to divide your attention. So how much does it feel like your job now that you're preparing for an NFL career?
Yeah, I kind of did. You know, I mean, it's always kind of been a job, you know, from high school to college. And college kind of gives you that big thing where it's like, oh, I got to put, you know, some time into the class and I got to put some time into football. But I really want to play football. I don't really like school like that. So, I mean, like, you kind of just understand that, you know, it takes a lot to play this game. And, you know, going to the next level, like you said, it's going to be your job. And you kind of figure that out, you know, really fast once you get things going.
What have you heard about this process now? Everything that we've got ahead of us between the combine and pro days and the upcoming draft.
Yeah, I heard it has its ups and it has its downs. You know, the combine is 4 long days. You know, you're gonna be meeting with a lot of people. You know, within those 4 days, you're going to have early mornings and late nights. You know, you're going to be up 7 in the morning, then you're going to be going to sleep probably 11 o'clock. You know, in between that time, you know, you're meeting with a lot of people and you're doing a lot of things, you know, with the medical staff and, you know, just moving around constantly throughout the day.
Considering what you've heard and how extensive those 4 days, are you nervous when you think about the combine?
Not at all. I mean, I'm prepared. I feel very prepared to go in there and I have a great combine and I'm not really nervous about anything. You know, we're going to have my interviews and, you know, I'm used to talking to people, you know, just going through college and being interviewed after games or before games. You know, I'm ready for it. This is what I've always been preparing for. So this is going to be another interview to me. And, you know, just going to have a great workout.
We are inching our way toward the NFL Combine, which is the first big step in preparation for the NFL Draft. And all of this will be experienced by Michigan linebacker Devin Bush, who is the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. How did being a Wolverine prepare you for not just this process, but an NFL career?
Yeah, Coach Harbaugh did a great job And he's continuing to do a great job of the way he runs the program. You know, he runs it like a pro style. You know, he treats you like a grown man. You have responsibilities and you have a role and you have expectations you have to meet. And he's not going to let you fall short of his expectations. You know, you're going to be treated like a man. You're going to go about your business as a man. You know, that's what he preaches a lot. You know, if you want to play this game and you want to play at the next level, it's going to take a lot more sacrifice than you think.
I got to ask, Devin, does he ever just make you laugh out loud?
Yeah, he does. You know, he's a good guy with a lot of personality. And he's not afraid to show it at any moment. You know, he's a funny guy.
On the flip side, though, how much does it help to have a coach with as much passion and knowledge as he's got on your side?
Yeah, it means a lot, you know, because when, you know, any advice, anything you're going through or anything you put your mind to do, you know, Coach Harbaugh has done, you know, he's went through college, went through the draft process, he's got drafted, he's been, you know, he played in the NFL, he played in big games, he coached in big games. He's been around a lot of great players, and he coached great players. So, you know, just being around a guy like that, and you know, he has that background. You know, his father was a coach, and you know, he's always been around the game of football. So he knows a lot about football and how life goes with football. So, you know, talking to a guy like that, you know, he's not going to lead you in the wrong direction.
Going back to your commitment and your decision to attend Michigan, as a high school kid from Florida, how much culture shock was there when you got adjusted to the upper Midwest?
Oh, it was crazy. I remember my first day of class. I got there in the winter term, so obviously it was snowing. And I had a roommate, and he was from New Jersey. And I wake up, and, you know, he has his coat on, he has jeans and snow boots, you know, he's all ready for class. You know, I wake up, look outside, it's snowing. I'm like, oh, man. So, you know, I put on some sweatpants, some shoes, and a long-sleeve shirt. He's like, yo, what are you doing? Like, it's snowing outside, man. Like, you gotta have some layers. And I'm like, what are layers? What are you talking about? Good, I got a long-sleeve, and I'm good. He's like, all right. So then we walked out, and as soon as the door opened, the wind immediately cut through my whole clothes, so I felt everything. So it was just crazy, just from coming from Florida and, you know, going to a place where it snows, and you got to dress differently, you got to wear certain shoes, you got to do everything completely different from what I was used to. So it definitely was a culture shock for me.
Oh, my gosh, that's a wild story. But at least you've adjusted by now. And come to think of it, as I was watching some of your highlights from this season, when you were at Michigan State, did you play in hail?
Yeah, it was definitely, oh, it was so cold. Yes, playing in hail. It was not raining. Like, it started raining, and then we came off the field, and we start hearing stuff hitting our helmets. We're like, what is that? And it was like, yeah, it's hailing right now. It stung when it hit your skin. It made your helmet clank. It was crazy.
Wow, no doubt the Big Ten toughened you up, Devin. Devin Bush, the Big Ten linebacker of the year from Michigan, had to go through all kinds of experiences to be a two-time All-American. He's with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. While we talk about the Big Ten, how much did being in this conference with all of the traditions and the incredible rivalries, the huge crowds, prepare you for what's to come at the NFL level?
Yeah, the Big Ten was definitely a great conference to play in. It was a fun conference. You know, these rivalries run so deep, and you're part of history, you know, playing in those games and winning trophies and playing for, you know, the Battle of the States and the Paul Bunyans and the Jug. And, you know, it's really cool to be a part of that tradition and experience that. And, you know, playing in the Big House obviously was a huge thing for me because I never played in front of that many people before, and you're not going to play in front of that many people no matter what NFL team you go to. So the Big Ten and the Big House got me ready, you know, for the next level. And I played in those big games. I played in front of a huge crowd before. I played on the biggest stages and everything, a lot on the line. So, I mean, it definitely got me ready to play in, you know, in the NFL and play these playoffs and these Super Bowls and, you know, regular season games, trying to get into the playoffs. So I think it prepared me.
What do you remember about the very first time that you played at the Big House?
It was my freshman year opener. in 2016 against Hawaii, and I remember running out, and like you could hear the crowd in the tunnel. You know, it's kind of here. It's kind of you know, fluffy coming in and out. And once you run out the tunnel, kind of just everything just opens up, and you're like, oh my God, there's so many people here. And you run out, you touch the banner, and then you know, you get the game started. So I mean, it was a surreal moment for me because as a kid, all I really wanted to do was play college football.
Awesome. And those are the experiences that you can take with you for the rest of your life. Devin, the Michigan defense was stingy this year, second ranked in the nation in terms of yards allowed per game. What did you pride yourself on as a unit?
Yeah, we wanted to be the best defense in the country, and we pride ourselves on holding people to total yardage and getting three and outs and forcing punts and forcing turnovers to get our offense back the ball. So, I mean, we went into the game, and, you know, we wanted to break you.
Of course, the process coming up is an individual one at the combine, at your pro day, on into the NFL draft. How do you want people to describe you as a defensive player, Devin?
I just want to be me. You know, I want to be I'm the energetic guy. I'm the guy that loves the game. I'm the guy that loves to have fun, and I love to play the game. So, I mean, I want to be viewed as that guy that, you know, just loves football no matter the circumstances.
Every time I saw you play or watched highlights, you had this incredible energy and explosiveness. You were the defensive captain, and you were a guy who was expected to set the tone for that side of the ball. How important was that to you?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been a tone setter, and that's one of the things where I pride myself. I'm just me out there, and I play to win, and I love to win. So, you know, that's the biggest drive I have out there.
Michigan linebacker Devin Bush with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk about your personal life just a little bit. Your hometown is in Broward County, Florida. How often was your family able to be at Michigan to see you play football?
Yeah, my mom came to almost every home game, and she made a lot of away games and season openers, so they were very involved in traveling and being flexible with their time to come, you know, support me.
Your Twitter profile picture, it's a black and white photo of a group of you. Looks like you're all related. Who's in that photo?
It's me, my two sisters, my cousin, my brother, and my baby cousin, and my dog.
How much does it mean to you, Devin, to have a family support system like you do?
Yeah, it means everything. Family is everything. I grew up around family, and family being one of my close friends, and you know, being the people I still talk to and hang out to this day, and being my biggest supporter. So, you know, I'm a big family guy, and I love family. So, that's big for me.
I agree. Family is absolutely everything. Devin Bush was the Big Ten Player of the Year this season, a two-time All-American at the linebacker spot, and now prepping for the Combine and the NFL Draft. You can find him on Twitter at @DBush11. Can't wait to see how this process plays out and where you end up in the NFL. Devin, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.